This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you are in the process of getting your taxes done? Are you doing them yourself?
If that was the case for me, I would have already been in jail.
Most of us.
Easy peasy.
I tried that. I as well. I would probably be in prison by April. I hate tax season. I really do. And I can't tell you how many times over the years I've been on TurboTax.
Yeah.
Filing information I have zero business filling out. I mean, the commercials make it look so easy. You know what I mean? But it's not. It's not.
People are like, you can get it done in 2 minutes. I'm like, there's a lot of admin here. I don't think I can.
Did anyone see the latest TurboTax commercial? The girl's going for a jog and her tax advisor is filing her taxes while she's running through the streets of San Francisco.
Right.
You make it look so easy until he asks you, I need your 1098 form. You got to fax that over to me right now.
I know. This year was a new 1099. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I was never good with numbers. They're like,
well
you have five. I'm like,
you're an independent.
Is that good?
Well,
they're like, not really.
Probably so, not.
My dad called me the other day and I don't know if this is just a me thing or if this is how other people feel, but whenever my dad calls me, a wave of anxiety comes over me. I think that everyone I love is dead, but that's just a personal problem.
Yeah, no, it's quite the relationship.
And he called me twice, and I was like, oh my God, so this is where it ends. And then he texted me, and he was like, you're totally screwed. And I was like, what's happening? He's like, you owe like $9 million in taxes.
Well,
like, I haven't even seen a million. Like,
most people don't have a father that can file their taxes for them.
Yeah,
he's a great financial advisor
for sure.
Why
did you use him for your taxes?
I'd rather not. Last week I tried doing my taxes on TurboTax. It was a complete nightmare. I can never remember the password for starters. But how many of you like me, when you do file on TurboTax, you end up skipping a very important question? Because you don't have a clue what they're asking for you to fill. You know, I had no idea what they're asking. It's complete crap. Moose, did you receive any vertical equity in 2024? If so, fill out line B on page 3 and then give a percentage. What?
Not the vertical equity.
I'm definitely going to prison. You can't skip it. The software needs to know. It's mandatory. It needs to know.
Did
so
you Google it?
I just write in,
Hugo NA.
40%? I can't keep doing this.
It's so bad.
The IRS is so far up my ass, you guys. I don't even know any. I don't have any assets, okay?
Right.
By the time I finished filing TurboTax, I was like, you know, it said you owe state and federal a total of $3,300 plus a kidney. Mm. And I slammed my laptop shut, and I didn't file it. I can't keep doing this.
Right.
So I hired a tax guy. I went and saw him yesterday. And I ended up getting over $2,100 back. And he goes, you actually owe money in federal tax from a couple years ago. So the IRS is going to just take that so you won't see any of it.
Oh, all right.
Right. Like, okay, great.
That's one of my biggest things. It's like, how does that happen? How do you get in the hole with taxes so far where you're like, well, you owe from 08?
Right. So
like, what?
Now, if I were to file on my own, I would have owed money and then ended up in prison.
Yeah.
Is anyone else going through this? Nobody is going to call because for whatever reason, every person I've ever met files their own taxes and they seem to be good at it. I don't get it. Hot Todd, are you there?
Moose, how are you guys?
I knew that was you calling. What's up, buddy?
I'm the resident tax guy for Breezy and her brother. It's really not that hard, guys. I mean, you've got a solid program, and you got to know what every form means. And
Todd, you've been a financial advisor for 30-plus years. How can you say it's not that hard? For you, it's not. But for me, I don't know what vertical equity is.
What is vertical equity?
I told Breezy she got a 1099, and she goes, what the hell is that? Well, she did some side work, and when you get paid, you got to pay for the side work. And the company sent her a 1099, which it's going to screw her up this year because there's no withholding coming out of that. You know.
Now, most people who get a 1099, you're responsible. You're considered an independent contractor. Therefore, you have to pay your own taxes. But most people don't even know that they can pay quarterly. Right, and they just end up dishing it all out at the end of the year, and that's how they get screwed.
No, I'm going to puke.
Yep. And then you get paid. Then you have to pay a little bit of penalty because you didn't, you know, withhold enough to the federal government. So.
Oh my God.
So this weekend, I brought all Breezy stuff with me down here in Florida. I'm going to do it in front of her, and she's going to learn how to do it for next year. So.
Yeah. So let me ask you.
No.
My tax guy, he did a good job yesterday, but. It was $300. Is that the norm?
That's about the norm. I mean, usually they charge you by how many forms they got to fill out for you. Did you have any 1099s?
Yeah, I had two.
Okay. So what was the big difference between you dealing it yourself and what he did? He came up with that's a big difference.
Well, apparently, I don't know if you want to talk about this off.
Apparently, stuff going on.
What I didn't add in and take account was all of the rental property stuff I did in California last year.
Wow. Okay. Gotcha. Yes.
Oh, but, that's really tough.
So well, that made it, that was a huge
property. You guys get deductions too. So
it made a huge difference. Yeah, because I made money on it.
That's when you sharpen your pencil, and you know you can knock that down a little bit. So.
But I wouldn't even know how to do that on TurboTax, and I've used TurboTax for years in the past, but for very very simple W-2s. See what I'm saying? Right. I didn't have to do all this. So thankfully, money well spent. He got the money back. I'm probably not going to see any of it.
See, the ironic part about it is I do Breezy and her brothers, but I do go for because I've got a pretty complicated return because I got, you know, as an independent contractor, I get all 1099s and I get a lot of deductions that I want to make sure I. So I take mine to a professional myself. But
oh, you do.
Yeah.
So let me ask you. A tax guy going to see a tax guy. That's interesting.
Yeah.
This
guy knows the ins and outs of the
how to get around
tax codes, and there's a lot of complex stuff that I don't know. I mean, I know the easy stuff, but
One year, it was last year. My dad's like, "Oh, we found this W-2 for you." I was like, "Just don't put that one in." He's like, "That's literally not how this works."
That's not how it works. Yeah. I mean, it's just a huge Ponzi scheme. Anyways, Todd.
Right, exactly.
What are some of the do's and don'ts? Like, if you have a 20-something-year-old trying to file their own taxes, they can't figure it out on TurboTax. Like, what's the big issue people seem to constantly run into?
Well, one is, like, they don't know what might create a tax break for them. Like, maybe a contribution to an IRA or do something, you know, for, like, find a way to get a tax break. I mean, that's the biggest thing where they don't know, you know, how to find that break. You know,
I feel like I have a lot of tax breaks that I could share with you.
Sure. Like, you know,
I don't know, decorating this entire studio. I should probably get money back for that because that's a work thing.
Well, and that's a great point. Like when Beth was a teacher, she would actually be able to get teacher expenses for what she paid out of pocket.
I'm writing all the hundreds of dollars I spent designing this studio, and it's coming back in my taxes.
So I dropped a garbage bag off at Goodwill, and I'd say there was a 120 bucks in there worth. Yep. And I gave it to my tax guy. And he's like, all right, yeah, you get like a dollar off your you get like a dollar back. But let me ask you, it's not gonna make a huge dent.
No, it won't.
I'm 41. I've never been audited. But I have friends who don't make a ton of money and they seem to get audited consistently.
See, generally, it depends on your occupation too. Like, there's certain occupations that get audited more. I mean,
like who's
financial advisors are actually one of the ones that get audited probably more than, and then anybody who gets a lot of 1099s will get audited or are more subject to getting audited.
But do you have to be in a certain tax bracket as well? Because, I mean, are they really looking at someone?
I mean, they shouldn't be going after guys making, you know,
40K.
Right.
But they do. I had a friend making 50,000 in LA and he got audited and it took months of like trying to get out of that. And I'm like, that's odd. But to your point, Todd, he did get all 1099s because he was strictly just an actor.
Yep.
That's tough. That's a tough
scene. I had a buddy who got audited, and he had, this is a long time ago, one of my best friends, he had Irish twins. He had a son born in January and one born in December, true, and that created a red flag for the IRS, and he got audited because of that.
That's a little ridiculous.
They're like, we don't like the way that you are family planning.
There was a child care credit that year. There was some big child care credit, and they wanted to make sure that, you know, he wasn't, you know, stretching the envelope a little bit.
Right.
But. Now, last question. This is very important, and I know to a lot of people here, if you owe money to the IRS and it's accumulated over the years, is there a drop-off point where, like your credit debt, like after 7 years, legally, I was told they can't come after you anymore.
See, now, I haven't heard that. The IRS is one of the few that will, it doesn't matter how long it is. This is my understanding, but I could do some research on that.
I mean, I was in the hole for however many years he didn't file my taxes for like 3 years.
Yeah, I could see how that would be a problem.
No. Breeze, what happened to Breezy? This was crazy. This right before you got there, Moose, is I went to file Breezy's taxes, and she needed to get a PIN code from the IRS because it's kind of a safety net so nobody kind of scams you to get a refund. And so I dragged my feet and getting her PIN code. I had her taxes ready to go, and then lo and behold, COVID comes out, and they're giving everybody money, but in the eyes of the IRS, she didn't really exist. But she did get, Breezy, you got every penny back. She's like over all that COVID refund, she got probably.
I got it last year.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting because I had this conversation with my tax guy yesterday, and he told me about a client who hadn't filed in 9 years.
Right.
And he ended up owing about $75,000 federal tax.
Oh.
Wow.
And then he dropped out of a heart attack.
I would too. I would too.
They came after the wife. Right. And is there a forgiveness program in a situation like that?
Yeah, sometimes there are. Your station might have some programs where you call these guys, but those programs are kind of I shouldn't say scam, but usually a good tax guy can cut breaks with the IRS too.
Right. All right.
Hey, this was very informative.
One more tax advice for you guys. Don't forget to file your 1099-Ls. That's all your gambling losses on the Super Bowl clip. Oh, yeah, you get to write that out.
Oh, okay, geez. Thank you so much. Yeah.
We lost a lot.
Thanks, Hot Toddy. Appreciate you, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So all I heard from that is I probably should get a new tax guy.
Your dad is super intelligent with this stuff. He's a pro. He's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
But if anyone thinks the IRS is a huge scam, it's your
No, he definitely not. Yeah.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Can't believe we're talking about this, but here we go. This is like one of the biggest stories on News 10 today. There was a heated debate last night at the Penfield School board meeting over a controversial book. So this meeting drew a large crowd as parents voiced their opinion on this quote unquote controversial book called what would you think this book would be called? What do you think this book would have something to do with?
LGBT. Q?
The Rainbow Parade.
Oh, wow.
Yes, of course.
Spot on.
You were spot on. The book, which tells the story of a young girl and her two moms attending an LGBTQ pride parade, has sparked a debate among parents. John Feathers is a parent voicing his concerns against the book. If you think that that's appropriate for children to see, then there's something wrong with you and you need to be mentally evaluated. There is no reason that should be in schools whatsoever at all. You think John's an ally or no?
Where was this book? Just on the shelf in the library?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah. There's clearly more than one.
Yeah. So the book features illustrations like some parents like Feathers find completely inappropriate for elementary school students. But like it's literally a children's book. So I guess I'm confused. It's disheartening to know that there's people like John out there that are still that concerned over it. Or your kid could just like not read the book. I mean, no one's forcing your child to look at the book. And God forbid they pick it up themselves. That would be horrific. But some parents are on the opposing side saying it's completely inoffensive and it's a great learning tool for kids to broaden their horizons. You know, the reason they're going to school. The board...
Well, not to mention, there are some kids, especially today in school, who have two moms.
Right. Or two dads. So the board recessed early due to the disruptions and the disputes that were happening. So they didn't actually come to a conclusion. But parents are still on either side. There was a ton of outbursts. People were not, it was not kosher. Let's just say that.
They never really do come to a conclusion. This is just for people to come and voice their opinion.
Right.
And hear themselves talk.
So, I mean, listen. As a member of the LGBTQ plus community, John Feathers is really upset.
Somebody ruffled John, his feathers.
John, you don't have to read the book, and neither does little Sally. So you're so good. Yeah, that's all we got.
Yesterday, Breezy had told me the best story ever. And I got to say, how many of you have ever been responsible for ruining a huge surprise? God, I would hate to be in your shoes. Because...
yeah, that's really tough.
I've put my foot in my mouth quite a few times in my day, but doing something like this...
and there's like no coming back from it
there,
at all.
You can't do it.
There's no way.
You make enemies after this.
Fully. Yeah, there was a situation that happened over the weekend with my sweet, beautiful, stunning girlfriend that I can't wait to share, truly.
We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be.
585-252-9800. If you can think of one time you or someone you know ruined a huge surprise, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This happens to the best of us, but man, I would absolutely hate to be in the position of somebody who ruined a huge surprise because God only knows how many times I've put my foot in my mouth over the years.
Yeah.
But what makes it even worse is it probably could have been avoided.
Fully. And I'm very curious to know if people think that I'm in the wrong at all. So
break down the story.
Over the weekend, I have a group of friends that I've been hanging out with every Friday.
Okay.
And I've just been like sitting. And it's been amazing. I think I talked about it, but
so you have a sitting, like a sitting group.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
Just sitting.
With the same group of girls.
Just sitting on the couch. And I was telling my girlfriend about it. And one of the girls is pregnant. And I was like, oh my God. Yay. Like, we're so excited.
Congrats to her.
And my girlfriend was like, that's amazing. So flash forward. It's a Saturday morning. She's out to breakfast with her mom.
Your girlfriend.
Yes. And she texts me and she's like, oh my God, your friend is here.
Yeah.
Let's call her Betsy.
I was going to say coleslaw, but go ahead.
Betsy's here. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And I knew that Betsy was going out to breakfast with a couple of my other friends to actually tell them that she was pregnant.
Oh, okay. So let's get this story straight.
Yeah.
Your girl that you like to casually hang out with on Friday nights.
Yeah.
is having breakfast at the same diner as your girlfriend and her mom.
Yes.
Your girlfriend spots them.
Yeah.
But the whole reason your friend is there is because she's with her girls to announce to them that she's pregnant.
Yes. Yes. So I was like, oh my God, go say hi. Like, those are all my girlfriends. Like, obviously she's like, no, it's fine. Like, I don't, what if they don't recognize me? I'm like, well, they do because you've been to multiple life events. Like, what? They know who you are. So she musters up the courage to go up and say hello to all of these girls who she's met. They're all my really good friends.
So they were probably happy to see her.
Right. So she goes up and she's like, hey, guys, sends me a picture of them. They're chatting. She ends up going back and sitting with her mom. And then on the way out, she was like, oh, my God, I never congratulated Betsy on her pregnancy. Like, I should. That's so rude of me. Like, I should definitely go over and.
And she texted this to you?
No, she's saying this in her own head because they already had an interaction. And she's like, oh, well, I didn't say anything about it. That's super rude. Like, let me go congratulate her. So she goes back to the table on the way out. And she was like, oh, my God, Betsy, I'm so sorry. I forgot to say congratulations.
Okay.
And she was like looking at her wide eyed like, thanks.
Bye.
Yeah. And congratulations could be anything. Congratulations for getting out of bed. Congratulations for, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, thanks, wide-eyed. And the two girls are like looking at her like slanted, like, huh? And she takes, my girlfriend takes it a step further and goes, when are you due?
There, that's
the two other girls' jaws hit the ground. They're like, what? Oh,
God, your
she my friend Betsy deflatedly takes out her sonogram, like, and my girlfriend was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to go.
Yeah, you should probably do that.
I'm going to go.
Oh,
ruined the entire pregnancy announcement. The reason they were going to breakfast was to do said announcement. So it's not like it wasn't coming soon, but she completely.
No, your girlfriend destroyed it.
Completely stomped all over it.
I would be so embarrassed.
To her credit, she didn't know. It wasn't her fault whatsoever.
Now,
I honestly think I should have communicated a little better.
Well, that's, you know. Originally, when I'm listening to the story, I was like, if she texted you that she was going over there to say, hey, congratulations, you would have stopped her.
I don't know, because I knew that they were going out to breakfast to do the announcement. So I figured, I don't know their timeline. I don't know what's been going on. But my friend Betsy ended up calling me and was like, I'm crying, laughing. Like, it was the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. And I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, no, like top five, one of the funniest moments of my life. I'm like, okay, thank God. Because there's some women who get pregnant and whether it be like they had a hard time or whether it just be they're very excited, nothing is going to ruin that or take that away from them, that moment of sharing.
Yeah.
And I could see some people I know getting very pissed. Thank God Betsy's like a very chill person and doesn't care about that much stuff. But yeah.
I asked my bus driver in seventh grade when she was due, and she looked at me and she goes, I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat. I was like, oh, yep. Okay.
You were like behind the scenes throwing a baby shower.
This is my stop. I'm 40 minutes from home, but you can drop me off here.
I just think that when you find yourself in situations where you know you messed up really bad and there's no backpedaling and there's no coming out of it, you just kind of have to sit in this like, oh.
You do. And I've done it time and time again. I've put my foot in my mouth. Even in high school, my buddy was dating the ugliest girl in school. Ugly. And I'm not one to judge. But you, come on, we all saw what you look like. And I'm telling a group of friends at the table how horrible this girl looks.
Oh, my God.
Was it mean?
Of course it was.
I'm 18 years old, of course. But everybody's laughing, crying. We're having the best time. I look over, and he's at the table directly next to me watching the whole thing by himself.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, my armpits start sweating. And I walk over there. I'm like, I was just kidding. He didn't say a word. He got up and he left.
Never to be spoken to again.
Oh, no. I mean, I saw him at Bronca like a couple months ago.
He gave me the finger.
He's my boy. He's my boy. Let's go over to some text coming in right now, because some of you also have stories that you would love to share with Breezy and I of how you ruined a surprise, or maybe someone you know did. But you know what? Has anybody ever ruined a... what do you call it when you reveal party?
Like a gender reveal.
Gender reveal?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Carissa. I ruined my mom's 60th surprise party last year.
Blame my dad
for not keeping me in the loop. But when I was having dinner with my both of my parents, along with other family members the night before the party, I blurted out, "What time is mom's party tomorrow night?" I didn't know it was a huge surprise. My dad still has not forgiven me. Because when you put that much effort into trying to throw a party for someone and somebody just takes a dump all over it, God.
Yeah.
That's it. It's all game over.
Money, time, resources.
Everything. What if planning. Somebody, the 60th you threw for your mom?
No. 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 Don't even utter the word. I would have, I mean, the 60th that I threw for my mom
a year and a month ago
was truly the most iconic party to ever live.
Okay. And she still brings it up every week.
Honestly, the amount of time and effort that was put into that, I would equate it to literally my wedding. And if somebody ruined that, I would have, there would have been hell to pay. Yeah. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Something would have been burnt to the ground.
The police would still be looking for Breezy. Rich says, I congratulated my best friend's mom when I found out her son and wife were expecting again. I assume she already knew. She didn't. who else is here? Christine, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I had planned this surprise baby shower for my sister. We don't live in the same city, so it took a bit of planning to get all my cousins, aunts, and uncles on board. So after weeks of planning, the night before the party, my sister-in-law texts my sister, are you excited for your baby shower?
Oh my God.
This B word knew it was a secret and planned on ruining it from day one because she's jealous. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Christine. That's tough.
It's really bad. And, you know,
this is why you don't throw people parties.
I would never want, I would be very upset if somebody did this to me, obviously, but things happen. It's just, I feel like you're taking something away from somebody when you share, oh, your party or, oh, your baby shower or, oh, whatever the case may be.
Do you feel like that each of us had dropped the ball to throw one another a surprise party for our big milestone birthdays?
Yeah, I mean, you jetted off, so I couldn't really throw you one, and then I really was waiting for mine, but you never came through, so that's all right.
I just feel like if you're going to throw someone a surprise birthday party, it has to be on a milestone. Oh, you just turned 40. Oh, you just turned 50. But if you throw someone a surprise birthday party when they turn 56, you better bet nobody's showing up.
Period. Period.
Okay.
But yeah, my girlfriend just texted me. She said that was, at the very least, the third biggest surprise I've ever ruined. So.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We love her.
98PXY.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.